Okay. We all love each other. Okay.
The Rambam says,
good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Isurei Bia, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Beis, Chapter 18, Law 12. We're continuing with different situations, a woman being a Suffolk Zona, if she'd be prohibited to a Kohen or not. Kol Isha Shekina La Bala Venisa. Remember going back to the Isha Sota. Remember when a husband was jealous over his wife and he warned her not to go into seclusion with another man, and she went into seclusion, and which would normally require to drink from the waters to determine what happened, but for whatever reason, Velo Shasa, she never ended up drinking. May Sota, that soda water. Still, as she becomes Asura LaKohen, she's prohibited to a Kohen. What do you mean she's prohibited to a Kohen? She's a married woman. No, if the husband dies. Okay, the husband dies, then she's prohibited to a Kohen. Why? Mipnei she sveik zona. It's a doubtful situation. She was a zona. She was another man. It would have required her. The only way to suffer would have been resolved had she drunk the water. Bain shalo ratzel, it doesn't matter if she didn't want to drink. Bain shalo ratzel, she goes to the husband didn't want to give her to drink for whatever kinds of reasons that we learned before why that could happen. Bain shalo sham edus shemona melishtos, regardless if there was testimony that would forbid her to drink, if one witness would testify that he saw that she was defiled with the person that she was warned against. We already learned that she doesn't drink the water. She's prohibited to her husband. Okay, certainly, and she couldn't go to Kohanim, but it's interesting why the Rambam calls this suffolk. It really, this case particularly is not a suffolk once you have the one witness on this. And still of all, she would not drink it because of that. Okay, and that's the testimony that would not allow her to drink it. Bein shekino la bezdin, doesn't matter if bezdin warned her. Bein shekino, doesn't matter if the husband's out of town and they see she's acting improperly. Bezdin warns her. Bein shekino mina noshim shekino, or she could have been, there's a number of group of women who don't drink. They can't talk, remember, they can't read, they can't say something, remember those exclusions. Doesn't matter. Hovelo shasa, since she didn't drink, mikol makom, under whatever the circumstances is, harezu asura la kuna misafek, she's prohibited from the kuna misafek. But that's not all. Not everyone is suffek. Some are more vadai than others, like the one with the one witness. It's mamish vadai also, not just a suffek. Okay, yud gimel. Pnuya, a single woman, we saw that she was intimate with somebody, we don't know who, and the guy ran away. And then when he went and said, who are you intimate with? Ramon, she says, we said to her, me who said Shabbalai, who was the man who you were with? Ramon, she says, Adam Kosher was a good Jew. No, not so good, but he was a kosher Jew. Harei Zunaman, she's believed insofar as she is not considered a Zona. The law, not only that, La Fila Ru Mubaras, even they see she's pregnant. Vraman, they said, Mimi Nispa Barta, who did you get pregnant from? Vraman, she says, May Adam Kosher from a kosher Jew, Harezen Amana, she's believed, Vitiuma Teres Lakoyan, she's Mutzer Koyan, because there's no any evidence against her. We only know she was another man. Doesn't mean anything per se, but we gotta qualify that in Halachas Yudalid. That needs a lot of qualification. When do we say? Because obviously there is a suffolk here. We know she was with somebody. Now, the question. Now, and what's the problem? The problem is only somebody she is biblically prohibited to. Now, who could she be biblically prohibited to? Most likely, the most common thing is a goy. Oh, yeah. Could technically be a relative, an erva, but that's not the most common scenario. Or if she was with a mamzer. Okay, but that's also not the most common. No. But anyway, so now we have to understand, you know, what was the situation on the ground, as it were. But mad Borgor, when do we say this law she's believed? Only under certain circumstances. Kishia hamokom shenivala ba parashas drachim. First of all, the place that she was intimate was, you know, the 407, 401 Happiness Motel, you know, somewhere at a crossroads. Oh, bakronish of asadas are at the edges of the fields. In other words, where the city limits are ending over there. Okay. Shahakoyal, people have traversed that area. All right. What else do we need? Because remember, we're going to get into the laws of rove, and, you know, when do you say rove, etc., etc. But how you rove over in Shamksham, first of all, most of the passerbyers who travel on that highway are kosher Jews. Verova Ir, and the city that's nearby, the majority of the people in that city, Shaporshu Elu, that would separate from their overmenu that would come out of that city, Kshem, are also kosher. So in other words, you need two roves. There's two Sveikas. So people from the city who would be going past this area, majority of them are kosher Jews, and strangers going from one city to the other passing by are also majority kosher people. Why do we need such level of doubt? And Shachachamim Asu Mala B'yuchasim, the rabbis were very particular to require higher standards when it comes to pedigree. V'itzricha shtei rubos, and they need two robes. A rov, a majority of the passerbyers, and the majority of the people from the city. What if most of the people passing by this, the crossroads were people who, if she would have been intimate, would render her unfit? Could go, for example, the majority of them are goyim or mamzerim, they're non-Jews, mamzerim, or other people that she's not allowed to be with. So that's one rov, that's a negative rov. Even though the majority of the people in the city nearby would be kosher Jews, or the reverse. Well, the majority of the people in the city were apostle people. Even though the majority of people passing by are kosher, we'd have to be concerned. Maybe to the one that would make her unfit, she was intimate with. Initially, she could not marry a Kohen. But Vimnisa said, what if she does? There's different versions here. So we're going to go with lo teitze, the Taimani version. I don't know what your English one says. Lo teitze, she does not leave. What does your version say?
Can I go? If she marries, she doesn't have
to. Okay, so that, but there were different groups, but that's, so she's with that because she at least has one rove on her side. Now, but we'll have to still qualify this. Got to do another halacha here. So now, what if the next thing? Ra'uah Shenivel Abir. Let's see now. So this was on the crossroads. This was on a crossroads where we said, we believe. Remember, it was back to Halacha Yud-Gimel. Yud-Gimel, we saw she was intimate, she was pregnant, whatever. Who's the guy? The kosher Jew. When do we say this? When we got two roves in her favor. But that's need more than this. But that was outside of the city. It's not in the city. But what if this was in the city? They saw her being doing what she did in the city. Ra'u Shenivel Abir. She saw that she was intimate in the city. And now, first of all, we can't assume that it's the passerbyers, because the passerbyers are not going into the city. So now what is it? Just in the city. Right? Onisa Rivera. She became pregnant in the city. All right? Single woman in the city, right? Even if only one person in the city was a goy, or one person was a chala, or a servant, anybody would make her impure. She can't get married to a kohen initially. Because what's the famous rule we learned already? She called kavua, kamechza, al mechzahu. Anything that's in the kavua, in the set place, if the doubt originates in the area where we're at, the rabbis say that it has a law of 50-50, and we are strict. And if that's initially. In other words, let's review some ideas we've mentioned in the past. Just quickly stay over because I have a long footnote here. The time when we say we go after the majority, that's only if we're dealing with something that's outside of the area where the majority is from. In other words, we say, anything that goes out of the area, we look at what came out of that area, and we assume that what's in the new area came from the majority. Okay, so then when we don't know what happened, we go with her. Or we say we go after majority, because we say, called the parish, whoever separated, meruba parish, you separated from the majority. Right? Because the stuff has moved out of the original place, so we assume it came out of the majority. But when we have a majority, but it's in the place where the doubt is at, that's the difference. And halacha before, she's in the happiness hotel outside of the city. So who's she with? Someone who came out of the city. And there was a majority in the city. We assume whoever came out from the majority. Okay. But when you're in the city, if she's having relations, I'll be in the city, it's not that it came out, it's in the kavua, that's a set place. We have to treat that. The question is, who was the person who was there? And therefore we say it's a split down the middle, and therefore we have to be strict. Even if, in fact, the man himself went out of his house to go into her house, And technically you could say he went out of that area, but the rabbis didn't like that because of the reverse. We'd have to be worried about the reverse, where she went from her house into his house. So you can't start splitting up whose house was which house. So therefore, she goes into his house, that's part of the kavu that's over there. So therefore, this is only helpful for her if she's, that was out of the city. Here it's in the city, so we say she cannot get married lichatchila, even with one suffek. Even the majority, but the nieces, if she does get married again, lo teitze, she doesn't go out. Why? Hovi omer, so kosher lilavdi. Since she said I was married to a kosher person, and since it's a doubt, so we go lenient after the fact. Before the fact, we're strict, but after the fact, we're not. Tezayin, more instances where we just aren't sure what's going on. Up to now, the lady's been pretty sure. The question is, does she have a rove on her side, enough roves on her side, etc.? Here, the woman herself, we get no information from the woman. If the woman was a mute or a deaf, or she said, I don't know who I was intimate with. We can't get the information out of her. Or she was a young girl, and she doesn't know there isn't a kosher puzzle. It was a man, that's all I know. And I don't know if he had a keep or not a keep. I don't know. Little kids don't notice these little details. So now, that's clearly harezo, sveik, zona. It's a doubtful case of a zona. Because, and therefore, any child would be a suffik mamzer. V'imnisis l'koin. And then when you're marrying a kohen, because now it's not like before. Before, the woman kept saying, I'm okay. It's a big difference. A woman says, I'm okay. And we have some kind of rove behind her, at least after the fact. But here the woman doesn't know anything. So therefore she says, suffix zona vimnisis lakoin, if she would marry a kohen, then we say teitza, she has to get divorced. Ellen Cain, unless Hayusham Shnei Harubim Assum Asakshir. Unless you have two robes, as we had before, that would assume that there were kushers, in that case, on the crossroads, etc., etc., then we will say that she is accepted because of the double robe. Yudzai. Now we move on to women who have been captured. A lot of these laws are like kind of very repetitious for what we learned in Hilchos Gerushin, if you call them the Rambam. Yeah. Hashvuya, a woman who was taken captive. A Jewish woman who's captive amongst the goyim. So if she was going to be in, if they forced themselves upon her, you know she's in trouble, right? Shenifta then was afterwards redeemed. And she is more than 3 years old in one day, so if there's intimacy, she would lose her basulim. Oh, Yos are older than that. Asur l'koyin, she's not allowed to marry a koyin because if she's fake zona, we're not sure if she's a zona because if the goy was with her, she'd be a zona.
The rabbi spoke about chastity
bills. Maybe the goy was intimate with her. What if it's a witness who testifies, I was there the whole time, and I saw no goy touched her. Shera lakuna. She's kosher lakuna, and let's see who could be this witness. People normally would not be a witness. A servant, a male, a female, or a relative is believed. What about Ushteshu's what? Two female captives? Shira kalachas me'alam lechaver. To each one testify the other one, that the other one's okay? Even though you might think there might be collusion, no. Harayel and the monastery believed. And why are we saying all this? Because ho, the Easter call is fake, because all these prohibitions are only rabbinic doubts. Because we don't know at all. Nobody saw anything. The woman's not saying anything. So it's a doubtful at best. So any kind of information that will tell us that she's okay, we'll accept it. Lefichach hey kelu bashvuyah. We were lenient with the shvuyah because the whole prohibition is rabbinic at best. So
if an ancient kohen is kidnapped,
that,
he has to redeem her, but then he's forbidden to her.
Yeah.
Unless, but if she has a witness, if he has a witness.
No, but I'm just saying he's right. It's part of the problem. We talked about that, right? Part of the ksuvas. Part of the ksuvas, right?
It was in ksuvas.
Yeah. Yuches. V'chein katan shoy mesiach levitumah. Or let's say a child just happens in the course of conversation. He wasn't told to be a witness, but we're overhearing what he's saying about what's going on. Nemanes believed also for a woman who was taken captive to say she's okay. For example, he quotes a Gemara story with the daughter of Shmuel. Ma'isav echad shenishpachu. Maybe a different story. There's a whole bunch of stories. I don't remember which one's which. One's saying this. Ayin Vav? Yeah, no. It's a different story. Anyway, Masa, the following story. Be'echad shenishba, there's a person, a young boy, who is captive, who himself, the imam, his mother, Ubana, and her daughter.
It's from the Gemara.
And Meisich v'tumo, and he just happened to just mention in the converse, in the course of conversation, says, Nishbinu l'vena goyim anivimi, me and my mother were captured amongst the goyim. I know why he brought in his sister. Yatsasi lisho of mine, whenever I would go to draw water, v'dai tell me, I always keep an eye on my mother. L'ukhareis, I have to chop wood. The guy tell me, I always keep an eye on my mother. In other words, I will keep an eye on my mother.
The
and
English
nothing
translation else is not very good because it says, I was thinking about my mother, which doesn't prove anything.
Okay. Think, well, you know, obviously.
Have to see?
Yeah, we must have, right. And therefore, they married off the mother to a coin based on that right. conversation that right. he said.
We're thinking would make sense.
Yeah, thinking doesn't
well, he'd have to have
get
some.
To see it. Yeah. He can't go off to the well and be thinking about it. How does that prove anything?
I would think it's like I was just always taking a look, you know.
I kept my eye on her.
Kept my eye. No matter
she was always
when
on
I was with her, when I was with her, I was seeing her totally. But even when I went away, I was like,
so how could you draw water in the, from the well? Isn't that down out of her vision?
Well, whatever.
Not necessarily.
You know, he'd come rushing back. Whatever. It wouldn't be a point where he couldn't know what was going on.
Right.
That's pretty clear. Your taste. What about a husband?
Right. He can't testify.
A husband cannot testify. They were both captured. He said, I know my wife was okay. You can't do that. She ain't automated. A person right. cannot testify for his own benefit, as it were. Even her
remember,
maid
that's a contradiction.
Servant can't do that. As a testimony. What?
What are we at?
Your test.
19. Yeah, 19. I'm sorry.
Right?
That's why I didn't want the job.
Aval shivchas bala midala, but the shivch of her husband
yes.
may testify. Again, because usually the shivcha would feel beholden to the her mistress.
Wouldn't some of the others
but
also?
The others was meisich lefi tumo would be different.
Didn't some of the others? Wouldn't they also have advantage if they said that she was?
Well, anybody who would have advantage, you know, let's those people who don't believe their testimony, mother-in-law, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I thought we just had a few minutes ago. A parent or
something,
or
parents.
Again, they're.
What was
believed,
that list of who we did?
It was in Yud Zion.
Yeah.
It talked about who we believe them.
Eved, Shifra,
right.
Karov, Neman Leidusi.
Okay, so Paul's like bringing up an interesting point. In Yud Zion, it said we believe a Shifra or a Karov.
But the Gemara has this argument. Gemara brings this whole thing up. He says, yeah. Well, how can you have a Shifra when you say her Shifra can't? Because then they qualified.
So I guess it's the shifcha of the husband.
Yes, Rambam, or any other shifcha.
The Rambam in Yud Zayin said the shifcha, that's the point. It means any shifcha.
Mm-hmm.
In Yud Zayin, any shifcha is believed. A total stranger to her.
Yeah.
A candidate slave woman.
Okay, as long as
it's not a, we're talking about, in Yud Zayin, about her shifcha.
I see.
Yes, that's true.
Cannot.
Yes.
While a husband's shifcha could. Yeah. What if her shifra just happened to say it in the course of conversation? Unless she's believed, because we don't assume she meant it as a testimony, and that's how we'll trust her.
Okay.
Let's say a kohen who happened to be captive together with this single woman, and they left. He says, "You know, I testify that she was okay; nothing happened to her."
And then he wants to marry her,
right? And then he wants to marry her. Harezelo,
no.
He said he can't marry her, obviously. We could have had eyes for her, and that may have, you know,
his
blurred his Torah vision.
But his testimony kind of another coin wanted to marry her?
If long as we would know, he wouldn't be able to marry him, her, we would believe him. But the problem is, you see, he's going to marry her. It's a problem.
It's a bias. It's
what if the impet, but here's interesting. What if that same coin did one more thing, then it'll be okay. What if he paid the money to redeem her? Thousands of dollars. The Hayid law. And then it testified, now looky here. Harezi said, now he can marry her. I guess for money you can get anything, eh?
That's right.
What's the point? Because if he knew, had he not known she was pure law, he wouldn't pay so much money. Money is one thing, lying is another. In other words, why would you spend so much money on spoiled goods? You know what I'm saying? That kind of money for that? Like, what would be the point? Right, the guy. In other words, the Rambam say just to stop lie and say, you know, she's okay when she wasn't okay. A guy would do that, but to pay money for her already, knowing she wasn't good, that is already, you know, much more serious to the fellow. And then we would assume he is telling the truth. Okay, chav aleph. What if a woman now supplies us with information we did not know? And the first piece of information tells us that I'm a captive woman. I was a captive woman. We didn't even know she was a captive woman. But I was okay. Nobody touched me. Ne'aman, she's permitted because of the golden rule. Shapesha asura peshe, because only from her mouth that told us a problem to begin with. We didn't know anything to begin with, so that will also be the mouth that allows us to believe that she was an inhabitant. Afila yisham eidacha shemei shishwa, even though there's one witness who testifies and says, I saw that she was a captive woman. Right? But she will be contradicting him. So we can't make her puzzle unless it be two witnesses. So one doesn't mean anything, because one is worthless. Aval im ye sham shnei edushin. Well, there's two witnesses who testify she was captured. Now she hasn't told us any information that we didn't know. Then in a manner she's not believed until what? Achidla echad shehitar, until somebody testifies that she was pure. Let's say one of those two witnesses would say she was pure. Hayusham shnei edushin ispeis veid echad meid shenit meis. You have like this. Two witnesses saw she was captured, and now machlokes witnesses. One witness says, I saw she was tamei from a goy, and one says she wasn't. So now, it's, what are you gonna do? Hare ze, afilu ze shemei shi tahora, isho shivcha, even the one who testified in her favor is a woman or a shivcha, hare zu muteris, she is allowed, because it casts enough of a doubt, it's not a problem. Because again, we're lenient to believe them when there's contradictions over here. Hare zu muteris. Chapez. Now it's an interesting case. Well, the woman, she supplies us with all the information. She says it was captured. But I was okay. Okay. And then what happened? Vitura basically knows that we gave her permission to get married. She had permission to give you a slip. You can go marry anybody you want. But before she did anything, then two witnesses came and tell us, for the blue, you know what? She was a captive woman. So after the fact, we didn't need her information. Right, we apply to Pesha Usher, Pesha Hitler, say she's okay. But if we would have waited a little bit, the two witnesses would have told us information that would have meant that she is not okay. She hasn't told us anything that we didn't know, but it came late. Right? Remember, that was the Rambam before. If there were two witnesses that came first, she's not believed until somebody testifies she's okay. Here the problem is they came after she already goes to Pesha Usher, Pesha Hitler. So we say, HaRezu Tinasel Chachila V'Otetze Meter. She can get married initially. She doesn't lose the permission she had, because once we gave it to her, we do not take it away from her. V'Afil Nichas HaRel Shabbai. What if her captor even comes? Now, what? V'harehi shvuila fanenu. I don't know. She is still captive to this fellow. We'll have to explain what's going on over here. In other words, let's say, and a lot of times these guys would capture women, and they're strong guys, and no one's going to, the Jewish people didn't have strong armies to stop them. And this was a story. This, I think, is the daughter of Shmuel. This is the daughter of Shmuel. She was captured. Your footnote 82 has a whole bunch of stuff here. Anyway, so for whatever reason, the captor brought her back to Eretz Yisrael. Or to Baal, wherever, brought her where the Jews were, and was going to probably sell her or do whatever. So she's smart. What did she do? She, for a minute, ran away and ran to Beis Din and gave Beis Din all the information. I just want you to know, I was taken care of, but I'm okay. Okay? Now the captor finds where she is, and she said, and he goes right to the Beis Din. And he says, right, Finasara Shabbai. Right? And she's still captive by the guy. And we're talking about the Jews have no power to extricate her, right? She doesn't lose the first heter. In other words, she runs into court. Girl doesn't know what's going on. She says, I was captive and I'm okay. Okay, we're gonna say you're okay. The captor comes and says, what's going on over here? I still own her. She has to need 5,000 rubles for ransom. She just slipped out a minute ago. So it's not just any two witnesses saying she was captive, it's the guy who captured her says that. So it doesn't matter. We keep her with the first permissibility, and more than that, one ensures she doesn't lose it. Umeshamrin also, and we watch her now. We have people watching her. Obviously, what's this guy doing? Wherever he captured her, now he's going back to another, going to a new city or whatever to be able to get as much money as he gets. No Jews are going to pay him off to get the money back. That's what he wants. That's what he's come back. Who's going to buy them? Jews will pay more than anybody else to get a girl back, right? So she ran into the medicine fast before she gets sold. She gave all this testimony. Now the guy goes and takes her back. We can't stop him because he's a strong man. So now we have to make, and obviously he's going to sell her. He's going to get money. He's going to redeem her. So you have to have people watching her. So once she's redeemed, she now will be permitted to a Kohen.
They have to make sure that he doesn't do anything with her in that happens.
That's what we're watching from that time. Because if we don't watch, then she loses it. In other words, although we believe her, she has this heter. But once he takes her back and we know what's going on, then we say, well, up to this point we could accept it, but from that point beyond we can't accept it, so we wouldn't know what to do. Therefore we have to watch her to keep that it's still good, that nothing bad's going to happen. One more halacha. Chav Gimel. Balo shne'edim achar kach shenit mesu. Now, I think this is a new case. Two witnesses come afterwards and says that she was Tamea. Right? So, it could be the case following up, which says I was captured and I'm Tahira, whatever. And that's right. And then two witnesses come. Now, before we had two witnesses come and said she was captured. Now we have two witnesses come and says she was defiled.
Yeah.
Now look what happened. Afilu Nises, let's say he got married based on the first heter. Afilu Yoban, she has children. Harezo Tate, she has to leave because two witnesses is gold standard. Mm-hmm. That's nothing new. Too bad. I'm sorry. And you got serious problems. Well,
What's the status of
the question is, why did she have to, I guess she was married to a Kohen.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? She was married to a Kohen. So these kids could be halalim.
Is that their status?
Right.
In this basis?
It doesn't say. Rambam's not saying. It could be. V'imbo eid echad. What if one witness comes and says she was defiled? And that's nothing. Because he's nothing. Amr, what if she said, nishbeisi toharani, v'yesh eidim shenitar? What if a woman comes along and says, I was captured, but I'm pure, and I have witnesses that I am pure? So we might think, well, let's wait for the witness to come to be sure. No. Ain't omrim namtin achaveda. We don't say wait. Elamatil not. We say she made it right away. Why? Because even if she didn't say she had witnesses, what would we say? What's the normal case? A woman says, I was captured and I'm okay.
We believe her.
So the fact she says, I have two witnesses to back me up should make it worse for her. Do we have to wait for the two witnesses?
No.
Lord, not only that. Even if there's rumors that say, oh, we heard that there's some witnesses who saw she was defiled, Matirna, so she's still permitted until those false witnesses come. Why? Because Shebashfuyu Kelu by a captive woman.
We've
always
that?
Been lenient because it's only a suffix anyway. So we're always lenient until somebody comes.
You said false witness, but they may be true.
Not false. Rumors.
Rumors.
There's rumors. Did I say false? I didn't mean to. There are rumors. There's rumors that there were witnesses.
Right, okay.
Everyone say, oh, there's two witnesses that saw she was defiled. Nothing.
Right.
Because it was suffix. We want to be as lenient as possible under the case. If Taka, the two witnesses come, then she's prohibited. But it's not going to come.
And
we don't say that. Okay, good place to stop. Shkoyach on a Sunday night. Seven people learning Torah. Shh. At this time of day, I don't think anybody's learning at 6:30. I don't think so.
So we're keeping the world alive?
That's right.
Yes.